Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Come on, son.
What's good, everybody? How y'all doing, man? This is Come On, Son, the podcast. I'm Ed Lover. So last week on the Come On, Son, the podcast, I did the best black movie soundtracks of all times, the 70s volume. And all y'all chipped in and helped out. I really appreciate how much y'all poured into it. I mean, y'all gave me some really good ideas. But I am my own worst critic. So I went back and I listened to it, right? And I was like, why did you put all that stuff up in the front about what was going on with R. Kelly and blah, 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 and blah, 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 this? You should have just got to the point. And I agree. So on this podcast, the best black movie soundtracks of the 80s, I am going to get straight to the point. So let us start in 1982 with a movie called Wild Style. Wild Style was probably the very first real hip-hop movie that ever came out that we really got a glimpse into the lifestyle of hip-hop. One of the producers on it was, later on, goes on to become the first person to do hip-hop videos on MTV by the name of Fab Five Freddy. He was all a part of that Wild Style and all that going on. But Wild Style had a soundtrack. And I looked at the soundtrack, saw it was on the soundtrack. And on all these soundtracks, I'm going to pick out the standout songs of the soundtrack, because not all of these great movies had great soundtracks, okay? The standout off of Wild Style was Double Trouble. That was the standout. Superducer Chris, to play me some of Double Trouble, please.
If you wanna know the real deal about the two, let us tell you, we're Double Trouble girls, and we're doing it just for you. Now people, clap your hands, clap, just clap your hands. Come on, while you're rocking to the beat of the two, and we got the master plan. So clap your hands, young ladies,
y'all rat tag,
and fly guys, if you wanna get down with us,
get up on the floor,
get up, and everybody just show your stuff. Now if you don't know the real deal about the two.
Okay. Next movie we're moving on to is Breakin'. Breakin' came out in 1984. Breakin' had a soundtrack. Absolutely not a damn thing on it that was a standout. Nothing. Can you believe that? A movie about breakdancing and all that had no really good songs that charted at all that anybody remember? I'm going to give you 5 seconds right now to tell me one damn record off the Breakin' soundtrack. Nothing. That's what I thought. Let's move right along. Also in 1984, Eddie Murphy tore the screens up with Beverly Hills Cop. Yes, he did. Beverly Hills Cop had a great theme. It had a great soundtrack, right? Axl's theme was on there. Okay, play me a little bit of Axl's theme. That's that. Dun, 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 dun. Play me a little bit of that. Okay, New Attitude by Patti LaBelle was on there. Y'all remember that? Play me some of that.
Somehow the wires unclawed, the tables were turned, and I knew I had to
The Neutron Dance was on there by the Pointer Sisters. I'm just doing that, doing the Neutron Dance. Play me some of that. And white boy Glenn Frey had a hit record with "The Heat Is On." That was on the Beverly Hills soundtrack. Play me some of that. So Beverly Hills soundtrack had some really good stuff on it. Axl's theme, New Attitude, Patti LaBelle, Neutron Dance, The Pointer Sisters, and The Heat Is On from Glenn Frey. Then, same year, 1984, The Whole World Turns Upside Down. Prince drops Purple Rain with the entire soundtrack by Prince and The Revolution. The entire soundtrack. Of course, Darling Nikki, one of the standouts. Play me a little bit of Darling Nikki.
I knew a girl named Nikki. I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, "How'd you like to waste some time?" And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind.
When Doves Cry, another standout. Play me a little bit of When Doves Cry. Baby, I'm a Star, another standout. Play me a little bit of Baby, I'm a Star. I Would Die For You. Play me a little bit of I Would Die For You. And of course, Purple Rain. Play me a little bit of Purple Rain. I never meant to call you in pain. Yo, you could really say the entire album. You can actually really say the entire album. And I do believe Prince won an Oscar for the song Purple Rain too. You could pretty much be safe to say that that whole soundtrack was dope. Was like the dopest soundtrack of the 80s so far. Definitely. Beach Street, the movie, came out 1984. On there was a couple. There's a couple of records. Us Girls. Play me a little bit of Us Girls from the Beach Street soundtrack. That's Debbie Debenham. Thank you, Super Producer Krista. Santa's Rap by the Treacherous Three was on there. Play me a little bit of that.
Ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho, ho. Open up your door. I'm Santa Claus, and guess what, y'all? I got something to show. I came to bring some Christmas spirit. I got a big bag, now guess what's in it? Something for the rich, something for the poor. So Merry Christmas and ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, my foot. I'ma tell you what Santa really put under my so-called tree, but in reality, look like nothing but a decorated pole to me. Man, you talk about a tree, it makes me wonder, cause I never had a tree to put anything under. If I ever did luck up and get a tree, there was never anything under it for me. Man, I don't know what...
Thank you, that was the Treacherous Three. And, Grandmaster Melly Mel had that Beach Street Breakdown. Play me a little bit of that.
Beach Street Breakdown! The king of the beat, you see him rocking that beat from across the street. And Beat Street is a lesson too, because you can't let the streets beat you. Well, a picture can express 1,000 words to describe all the beauty of life you give. And if the world was yours to do over, I know you'd paint a better place to live, where the colors would swirl and the boys and girls can grow in peace and harmony, and where murals stand on walls so grand.
Thank you. That was in 1984 when Beach Street came out. So you had Wild Style that already came out in 82. Breakin' came out with nothing on the soundtrack in 84. Beverly Hills Cop killed it in 84. Purple Rain killed it in 84. And Beach Street came out in 84 with like three or four records on there. Then 1985, Crush Groove came out. Now y'all remember Crush Groove. Crush Groove, it's really when people started really making real movies about hip-hop. You know, way before they did House Party, we had Full Force in there. We had the Fat Boys in there, LL, Run DMC. What's her name? Sheila E. But the standout records from Crush Groove is definitely Curtis Blow's If I Rule the World. Can you play me a little bit of that?
It took a few years before the day had come, but I was ruler of the world, rap number one. So I headed toward Washington to claim the crown, let the whole world know that the king was in town. As I arrived, the crowd started to cheer, and then someone yelled out, "The king is here!" So I headed toward stage to make a speech about the new style of living I was gonna teach.
Okay, stop right there. Before you play anything else off of that, If I Ruled the World, that was by Curtis Blow. Now play me If I Ruled the World by Nas and Lauryn Hill.
Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth, scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I ruled the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I ruled the world.
Same chorus. Thank you, Super Producer Krista. If I rule the world, same freaking chorus. They just freaked it a little bit. Okay. I Can't Live Without My Radio, which really put LL Cool J on the map. Can you please play me some of that?
My radio, believe me, I like it loud. I'm the man with the box that can rock the crowd. Walking down the street to the hardcore beat while my JVC vibrates the concrete. I'm sorry if you can't understand, but I need a radio inside my hand. Don't mean to offend other citizens, but I kick my fire way past 10. My story is rough, my neighborhood is tough, but I still sport gold and I'm out to crush. My name is Cool J, I devastate the show, but I couldn't survive without my radio.
Okay, All You Can Eat by the Fat Boys. Could you please play me some of that?
Guess what's up? Put the food on my plate, add some coke in my cup. Give me some chicken, flakes, and fries. Linda, pass me a lettuce, I'm a passing by.
So keep shoveling onto my plate. You give me some sweets and a lot of cake.
Give me some hot macaroni and cheese.
Give me some more food, please.
Give me some bologna, salami, and ham. Toast with butter and strawberry jam.
I love it whether the food is cold or hot.
Very, very dope. Of course, Crush Groove, the title track, Crush Groovin', with everybody on it. Can you please play me some of that? Thank you, Super Producer Krista. And of course, Tender Lover by the Force MDs, that really put the Force MDs like really over the top with this song. Can you please play me some of that? Thank you. That was 1985 when Crush Groove came out. Also in the movies in 1985 was a movie about a black karate dude called The Last Dragon. And Motown Pictures was one of the producers of this movie. That's when we were introduced to Tymock and Show Nuff and all of that. And The Last Dragon had a soundtrack in 1985. The standout record on it, The Rhythm of the Night by DeBarge. Can you please play me some of The Rhythm of the Night by DeBarge?
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness has got you going crazy, it's time to get out, step out into the street where all of the action is right there.
Thank you so much, Super Producer Krista.
Come on, sides.
The Woman King starring Viola Davis is an empowering must-see movie. It's the story of the Ogoje Army, the all-female unit of warriors who protected the African kingdom of Dahomey, with skills and a fierceness unlike anything the world has ever seen. If you're looking for a movie about us that makes you feel proud and empowered, this is the one to go see. Finally, a movie that is capturing the true essence of a black woman's strength and empowering nature. The look on my wife and daughter's faces when they saw the trailer let me know that this is truly a story that needs to be told and that everyone needs to go out and support this movie. It's not often that we get images and characters meant to inspire us and celebrate where we come from. So please support this so more of our amazing stories can be told. Please take the women in your life of any age to see The Woman King, starring Viola Davis, exclusively in theaters on September 16th. All right, listen. The current chicken sandwich craze is wild to me, son, because there's only one crispy chicken sandwich that comes with the whole experience that leaves your mouth on cloud nine, and that, my friends, can only be found at McDonald's. Like when you open up the Silver Line crispy chicken sandwich bag for the first time, it's like your own special present. Plus the steam that softly comes out, that's the best surprise. Oh, and let's not forget about how your fingers glisten from the buttery buns bite after bite. The perfect balance of pickle to crispy chicken, and last but certainly not least, the crumbs at the bottom of the bag, marking your last chance to savor those final bites and say goodbye to the sandwich you won't believe is already gone. Make your own crispy, juicy, tender moments and order a crispy chicken sandwich at your favorite neighborhood McDonald's or pre-order on the app today. McDonald's is kicking off Future 22, a campaign celebrating 22 leaders of the next generation across the country who are making an impact in their communities right now. The civil rights movement was full of young Gen Z leaders, and the influx of young leaders we're seeing today are all on the road to being just as historical as those in the civil rights movement. They're starting their own organizations, finding ways to empower even more youth and culture. They're taking a stand and speaking out. Now McDonald's is celebrating their efforts and the impact they're leaving on the world. Ever heard of Anya Dillard? She's an 18-year-old activist that started the Next Gen Come Up, a nonprofit that encourages activism and community service. Anya's story is just one of many purpose-filled missions that McDonald's is showcasing. So check it out right now and see plenty of more stories like hers on Instagram at WeAreGolden. Go Peak Real Brew Tea is here to unleash your sense of tribe, to ignite new passions and rekindle old ones. So try a Gold Peak and then try something else, because this taste is worth the try. Try Gold Peak. Whether it's your kicks, your clothes, or anything else, going with the best gives you that swagger and confidence to be yourself, to be bold, and to live large. Living large is all about being authentic, cool under pressure, and prepared for whatever comes your way. You always got to be the man with a plan, and when life throws those special moments at you, you can't accept anything less than the gold standard. Magnum Large condoms help you play it cool and stay protected. Magnum, live large. Look for Magnum condoms wherever condoms are sold.
Come on, son.
1986, we saw two really good movies, black movies. One of them was a movie called Native Son. If you never heard of it, go watch it. Nothing on the soundtrack. 1986. She's Gotta Have It by Spike Lee. That came out. Spike Lee's first movie came out in 1986. Soundtrack, super jazzy, Nola's Suite, stuff like that. Really nothing worthy of playing on it. Really nothing. It's just good movies sometimes don't need great soundtracks. And sometimes they do. But he just... I think his dad did the soundtrack, most of the music, but he really didn't have a budget. So She's Gotta Have It is what it is. Nothing really off of the soundtrack. Now, this is one that really surprised me, and I hated to say it. In 1987, the Fat Boys dropped their first movie called Disorderlies. And there's nothing on the soundtrack that stood out. Nothing. You would think that the Fat Boys would have went into the studio and did a whole damn album of dope stuff. They had dope records on the Crush Groove soundtrack, and then Disorderlies come in 1987, and there's really nothing off of that I could play. Matter of fact, play You're a Rich Man from the Fat Boys. Thank you.
Don't stop it. Now, rock it. Which living is death? So fuck
See, nobody remembers that. Nobody remembers that record. I was like, it has to be something off of the Disorderly soundtrack. Nothing. Nothing at all, y'all. Just that song, and nobody really remembers that. And that was in 1987. 1988, Coming to America comes out. The very first Coming to America comes out in 1988, y'all. No, wait a minute. Let me go back. In 1987, Hollywood Shuffle came out. The movie Hollywood Shuffle came out, 1987. I forgot about that. Don't let me mess up. 1987, Hollywood Shuffle came out. Nothing. Nothing on the soundtrack. Nothing at all. Seriously, y'all. Nothing. Okay, let's move on. 1988, Coming to America drops. On that soundtrack, the title track by The System. That's really the only one. And y'all, play it for me, to producer Kristen. Y'all hear it, Coming to America. That was it. Everything else was music that we already had known. It wasn't like anybody made anything specific that stood out for that movie, Coming to America. But that movie is so good, you didn't need a great soundtrack. You really didn't. The movie has so many damn quotables as a black movie. You didn't need nothing. That was 1988. Then in 1989... Lean On Me comes out about a high school in Jersey and Principal Joe Clark. And, of course, I have to go and look at that whole soundtrack, one song. And it was a big song for Big Daddy Kane. It was called Rap Summary, Lean On Me by Big Daddy Kane. Super producer Krista, play me a little of that, please.
Can I get a yes? No. Why? I ain't happy, cause I came back for these troubles to grab me, and they've gotten a hold on me. My oh my, things ain't what they used to be. Looks to me like Eastside got problems. Now it's time to see what we can do to solve them. Change for the better, let a new rule be enforced to school so we can get rid of all the bad apples in the bunch. Clean off the walls and cook better lunch. Put the students in class where they should be. Just stop roaming the halls and oh, could we please eliminate the drug situation? Stop smoking and get an education. Point blank, let's change the whole scenery. You need help? Well, hey, lean on me.
See? Yep, that was the standout song. I mean, like, that's another good movie with Dear East Side High and all of that. And you're going to jump off? You smoke cracks, don't you? Quotables, but really only one good song off the entire soundtrack. And then 1988, Spike Lee comes back at us again, and he drops School Days. Oh my God. Let's run through this, shall we? He missed this time. The Butt was on the School Days soundtrack. Please play me some of The Butt by EU. Thank you. Straight and Nappy by the Wannabes and the Jigaboos. Every girl knows this song if you've seen the movie. If not, hand in your black card. Please play me a little of that.
Well, you got cocoa buds standing all over your head. Well, you got Sandy Spurs. Rather have mine instead. You're just a jigaboo.
the beautiful song Be One, sung by the incredibly talented late great Phyllis Hyman, was on that soundtrack. Please play me a little of that.
Will I win, lose, draw, or be saved? For my heart says go, but my mind says no. Sweetheart.
Thank you. And probably nobody knew the name of this song. But if you heard the music, when Dap and Big Brother Almighty and all of them was out in the yard, it was called the Wake Up Suite. You recognize the music if you know School Days. Please play me some of that. Thank you. Let's move on. Here's a little forgotten movie by the late, great Gregory Hines. I don't know if you guys ever seen it, but when it came up on my radar, I was thinking, wow, somebody needs to do this movie over. And it came out in 1989. And Gregory Hines starred as a guy who had gotten locked up for robbery, for being in the wrong crew, trying to make money. And then when he comes home, he has to figure out his life. Is it going to be a life of crime, or is he going to go back to what he does best? And that's tap dancing. And the standout record on this album, which was a big record, was a record that was recorded by JT Taylor from Kool & the Gang and Regina Bell. And it's called All I Want Is Forever. Please play me a little bit of that. Okay, thank you. Now, here is something that's quite perplexing. Remember earlier I was telling you about these great movies of the 80s, and a lot of them were so good that there was really nothing on the soundtrack? It wasn't one of those standout, above-the-rim type of soundtracks, you know, that you will always remember. Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Harlem Nights. It was all like Duke Ellington, stuff like that. They just took a lot of old songs from that era and put it on that soundtrack. There was really nothing on the soundtrack that, if you're a music lover that you haven't heard before, there was no new music recorded specifically for that soundtrack. It was all the old stuff. So I had to put a zero down next to Harlem Nights in 1989. Another movie that came out in, I think I skipped over it, 87 was Hollywood Shuffle, but I probably forgot about it because there was nothing on the soundtrack. And in 1988, I forgot about this one. I should have said this after I said School Days. It was I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. Y'all remember I'm Gonna Get You Sucker? Well, it was only one real record off of that soundtrack, Jack of Spades by Boogie Down Productions. Can you play some of that, Super Producer Crystal, please?
Start. Let me say my part about the only guy who has some heart. It took some time for the heart to come, but it's here, and everybody's in fear. Crashing through the door of that whore, bringing an end to this gold chain war. What you saw, KRS-One is now seeing another fly human being, making no excuses for the losers, chain snatches, pimps, drug abusers. You know.
Thank you. And then before I get to the last one that I have for the 80s, I want to say an honorable mention to Michael Jackson's Thriller. And let me explain to you quickly why I did not put Thriller on this list as black movie soundtracks. The album was done before that short film was done. And it was a short film. It wasn't an entire movie. It was like 8 minutes. So it doesn't count to me as a movie that, even though they showed it in some theaters, it doesn't count to me as a movie that was in the theaters with a whole different soundtrack. Like, the Thriller, Beat It, all of that stuff, Billie Jean, all of that wasn't in that short film. That short film was just the song Thriller. So if you're saying Thriller, oh, it came out in the 80s, Ed, black soundtrack, no, I'm sorry. Not in my opinion. This is my podcast, and I'm telling you what I'm saying. Okay, last but not least, let's go right up to 1989. Spike Lee hits it again. Again. Spike was on fire in the 80s. He hit it again. Do the Right Thing. Do I have to even tell y'all what the standout records off the Do the Right Thing soundtrack is? Or do you already know it? Did you remember that this was on that soundtrack? Just the Fantasy by Guy? Play me a little of that. Somebody walks out of my door. And of course, the standout soundtrack from Do the Right Thing in 1989, Fight the Power by Public Enemy, a song that still resonates to this day. Could you play a little bit of that, Super Producer Krista? Thank you.
Funky drummer, music hit your heart, cause I know you got a soul.
Hey,
listen, if you're missing y'all, swinging while I'm singing,
hey,
giving what you're getting, knowing what I'm knowing, while the black band sweating in the rhythm.
So there you have it, folks. My top black movie soundtracks from the 1980s. Once again, I thank you for listening, and once again, I'm quite sure I forgot something. And I'm quite sure that you'll tell me about it. Follow me on Instagram at Ed Lover. Follow me on TikTok, Ed Lover, Come On Son. Follow the page, Ed Lover Presents Come On Son. This is Come On Son, the podcast. Y'all keep God first. Everything else will fall into place. I'll talk at you, with you, to you, and about you next week. Be good. If you can't be good, be careful. If you can't be careful, do the right thing. All right? Until the next time we ride together, slide together, laugh out loud together. Ed Lover, Cam Quotes, Super Producer Krista saying God bless each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all for tuning me in and not tuning me out. I give you the good shit and never the bullshit. It's Come On Son, the podcast. I'll talk to y'all next week. Please be safe and take care of yourselves. I love you more than cooked food. Bye-bye. Come on, son.
Come on, son, son.
This Ed Lover podcast is being done in conjunction with Cigars International. Make sure you check out CigarsInternational.com for all your cigar needs.
This episode of Come On Son, the podcast, is produced, engineered, and edited by Cam Quotes and Krista Hayes. Recorded out of Atlanta, Georgia, this is an...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.